This lineup features Sideline, Lonesome River Band, The Grascals, Junior Sisk, The Seldom Seen, Authentic Unlimited, Darian Brooke Aldridge, Drive Time, Cutter and Cash, and Ralph Stanley II and Clinch Mountain Boys. The festival kicks off Thursday at 6:30 p.m. with Cutter and Cash, followed by the Lonesome River Band at 8:30. Then get ready for two full days of incredible bluegrass Friday and Saturday from 12 noon to 11 p.m. For tickets and camping info, call Jeff Branch at 704-985-6987 or visit BigLickBluegrass.com. The Big Lick Bluegrass Festival, sponsored by Union Power Cooperative, Need Deep in Bluegrass, Ron's Pick and Parlor, Pinnacle Financial Partners, Charlotte Pipe and Foundry, Jerry Jordan Enterprises, First Bank, Midland Electric Company, Brown and Center Law Firm, URI Bank, Sophia Stable and Event Venue, Olympic Construction, Rocky River Mini Storage and RV Park, Tim Marburger Honda of Albemarle, and Hartzell Funeral Homes. That's April 10th through the 12th at the Big Lick Festival Park. Bring your lawn chairs and we'll see you there.
And good morning, just about 25 now past the hour of 9 o'clock, 73 degrees, and time for NCN Sports.
NCN Sports. I'm Tony Bixby. Duke's John Shire in the Final Four for the first time as a head coach. The 37-year-old in his third season after succeeding Mike Krzyzewski. They'll be playing tomorrow night at 8:49 against Houston. Yesterday, Shire, in his pre-tournament press conference, said that it's still a thrill to always be part of a Final Four atmosphere.
Walking out there today for practice, I was just soaking it in like I was when I was 22 years old walking out for the first time. You know, it's the Final Four is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing, and to be a part of this being my fourth Final Four.
The women's Final Four taking center stage in Tampa tonight. Erica Herskowitz has a preview.
First up, Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks continue their quest to play for a second straight title when they square off against the Texas Longhorns tonight. Both teams come into this game as the top seeds. They've already met three other times this season, with South Carolina taking two of three meetings, including last month in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Final.
Juju Watkins, the sensational sophomore who led Southern Cal to its best season in nearly 40 years, is the AP Women's College Basketball Player of the Year. She was injured late in the season. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Boston Red Sox beating the Baltimore Orioles 8-4. Astros turned back the Minnesota Twins 5-2. The New York Yankees continuing to hit home runs. It was a slugfest last night with the Diamondbacks. Yankees prevailing 9-7. National League play, the Milwaukee Brewers shut out the Cincinnati Reds 1-0, while the Philadelphia Phillies, winners over the Colorado Rockies, 1-0. AAA action yesterday, the Sugarland Space Cowboys handed the Durham Bulls a 7-1 loss. NBA action last night, Milwaukee over Philadelphia 126-113. Golden State beat the Lakers 123-116. You're listening to NCN Sports.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Las Vegas Raiders making sure Geno Smith is locked in with the team. The two sides agreeing to a two-year, $75 million contract extension that goes up over $85 million with incentives. CBS Sports NFL analyst Brian McFadden tells us that Vegas wanted someone with experience instead of a young quarterback who needed to be developed.
Geno Smith is ready to go right now. You don't have to worry about developing a quarterback. So if you're the Raiders, you made this move. You gave the compensation that was required to Seattle to get Geno Smith. So go ahead and lock him up from years to come moving forward and address other areas on your team that can instantly improve the team. So I love this move, and this was highly anticipated.
Coming up tonight in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes on the road in Detroit to play the Red Wings. Tony Bixby, NCN Sports.
For a better you and benefits for the whole family, get a family membership at the Stanley County Family YMCA. They put family right in their name, and as members, you'll have access to free child watch, free blood pressure checks, over 40 options of free group exercise classes, free aquatic group classes, free medical assessments, pickleball, indoor walking track, a state-of-the-art cardio and strength training center, member discounts on after-school, summer camp, youth sports and swim lessons, and so much more. Call or stop by the Y today. For a better you, get a family membership at the Stanley County Family YMCA.
Your health matters. Goshen Medical brings primary care to you with mobile medical clinics across North Carolina for your convenience. Whether it's primary care, sports physicals, health assessments, or DOT physicals, we've got you covered. Learn more at goshenmedical.org. For your business, at your business.
This educational awareness program is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For more information, please visit hrsa.gov.
Some deals make you stop and think. Others make you move. Right now at Derek Sales and Repairs, Husqvarna commercial mowers are 25% off. That's not a typo. It's a game changer. A mower that shaves hours off your workday, a quarter of the price, gone. But here's the catch. When the month ends, so does this deal. And when they're gone, they're gone. But don't wait. Be the one who moves. Get the Derek Sales and Repair on Highway 52 in Richfield or call 704-463-0139. Derek's, where the pros shop and the smart ones save big.
And good morning, 30 now past the hour of 9 o'clock, 74 degrees out there, and time to check in with Fox News at the bottom of the hour.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. China announces new tariffs on American imports, retaliation for President Trump increasing tariffs on their products in the U.S.
China's Tariff Commission says its 34% response will take effect April 10th, a day after the U.S. tariffs. Also, China's Commerce Ministry says it added more than two dozen American companies to export control and corporate blacklists.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The threat of more severe weather today stretches for hundreds of miles, covering nearly 50 million people through parts of the South and Midwest.
We have a concern for long track powerful tornadoes as well as additional heavy rain that will lead to more flooding. Yesterday, we had homes in Tennessee take on water, and yet again today, we have a particularly dangerous flood watch for parts of Arkansas, also southern Illinois, and West Kentucky.
Fox Weather's Brendan Irwin. America's listening to Fox News.
And good morning, 31. I'll pass the hour of 9 o'clock. Just about time.
It's time to make your kitchen spectacular with Albemarle Home Solutions. And you know when you go to Albemarle Home Solutions, you'll get better quality and better prices than the big box stores. Now available are the beautiful granite-style composite double bowl kitchen sinks, white porcelain reversible fire clay farm sinks, and the hammered copper farm sinks. Plus, they have a great selection of cabinets and granite countertops at bargain prices with free estimates and installation available. Save money. See Terry Hadley at Albemarle Home Solutions, 1817 East Main Street beside Blue Bay in Albemarle.
It's time for the Albemarle Home Solutions Training Post. Remember, one and only one call per household per day. No firearms, some community announcements, no calls about what you do for a living, and please, oh please, turn down that radio when you're on the air. Dial 704-982-1010 now. Let's get ready for a cloudy day.
It's the Trading Post.
If you're planning an event, I'm talking a wedding, party, reunion, or any type of gathering, listen up. You can save money with Albemarle Paper Supply. They have all kinds of paper products, like a great variety of cups, paper plates, napkins, table covers, or any type of supplies at great prices. Come check out the great selection at the showroom, which is open to the public. So save money and shop local with Albemarle Paper Supply at 735 Henson Street in Albemarle, out behind Ingalls. Call or visit our website at albemarlepaper.com.
This is the Albemarle Home Solutions Trading Post, 704-982-1010. Got something to buy, sell, swap, or trade out there. Feel free to give us a ring. 704-982-1010. You can always head over to our Facebook Trading Post group by going to Facebook and searching for the WSPC Trading Post for Stanley County and surrounding areas. And when you get there, just hit the Join Group button, and you'll be able to see all the items folks have listed for sale with pictures and descriptions. Why, you can even put your own items up there with pictures and descriptions, and everybody's part of the group, and everybody who likes our WSPC Facebook page will be able to see your post, just like Joshua did. He's got a new inbox, never worn on feet, Nike Zoom Vomero Rome sneakers, and they are size 10, it looks like. Or 11, I'm not sure what size they are. Let's say size, I don't know, size 10 or 11 and a half. It's got two numbers on there. I can't tell which one's which. Anyway, so if you're interested in those, you can message her through our Facebook Trading Post group. $100 in Albemarle for the Nike Zoom Vomero Rome sneakers. They're like the old 70s platform sneakers, man. These things are pretty thick. Tammy has lamb's ear wreath, vine, and candle rings for $40. That's set right there. You can see pictures of them on our Facebook Trading Post group. Angela has a used, clean, and both work great. Holiday small freezer for $100, a 110 volt Frigidaire air conditioner, $50, both used and work great. So you got a freezer, chest freezer, and an air conditioner there. You get them both for $150. Got the cooling theme going on there. We got some Vans old school shoes. These are low top red white laces, women's size 7.5, men's size 6. Asking $40 for those in Gastonia. Donna has a Dooney and Burke extra large dust cover bag. It's reusable. Dust cover bag. Shopping travel gift. $10. And what is it? Protect your handbag with this dust cover bag. Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, $10 in New London. Donna has a women's large flannel hoodie by Cure. $11 in New London. Got a little cot, like a fleece-lined collar on it there, drawstrings. And asking $11 for that in New London. Also has a women's large petite appleseed shacket. I guess it's a shirt and a jacket. It's a shacket. $11 in New London. And that size large ranch core coat shacket. Floral denim cotton jacket featuring a floral pattern. And 100% cotton, $11 in New London. 704-982-1010. You got something to buy, sell, swap, or trade here. We got a wooden rattan waste basket. Great for the bathroom, laundry room, that kind of thing. $9. Got some of the flowers on the side of the rattan there. $9 in New London. Carla has a Whirlpool dishwasher for $200. Three-year-old Whirlpool dishwasher, barely used. Decided didn't want to lose the counter space. And asking $200 for that. I'm not sure if it's an under-counter one, or it doesn't have the counter space for it, like sits on top of the counter? Is that correct? Maybe that's where she had it, on top of the counter. That's where it's sitting right now. Huh. Well, how about that? Anyway, she just wants $200. Nice stainless steel front. And you can message her for the dimensions of that if you're interested. 38 past the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll take a break and get a check of our weather.
50 years. That's a long time. For more than 50 years, A.L. Lauder has been serving our community. They're honored to provide roll-off container services, portable toilets, septic tank pumping and manufacturing, jetter truck services, buying scrap metal, and more. Visit A.L. Lauder online at allouderinc.com. Give them a call at 704-982-4456 or drop by the office of A.L. Lauder at 435 Willow Street in Albemarle.
Proudly serving our community for over 50 years.
Come see us at A.L. Lauder.
WSBC Weather.
This is your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. We'll look for partly sunny skies today. Warm temperatures, highs in the mid-80s, winds will be out of the southwest, and then mostly cloudy overnight with low temperatures in the mid-60s, winds out of the south. For Saturday, look for partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, winds remain out of the south, could gust as high as 21 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Winds out of the south. For Sunday, look for a chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Winds remain out of the southwest. Breezy conditions could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. The chance of rain, though, around 50%. That chance continues and goes up to about 90% overnight with low temperatures in the lower 60s. And for Monday, showers likely, mostly cloudy and highs just in the upper 60s. In the Weather Center, I'm Dave Andrews.
If your heating or air conditioning breaks down, leaves you hot in the summer or cold in the winter, or just needs regular service, call BB Oil. At BB Oil, they've been serving our community since 1952, but they provide so much more than just oil. They can repair and service all brands of heating and air systems. And of course, you can call them for oil, and they do auto repair. So remember the name you can trust, BB Oil. They have full heating and air conditioning services, oil delivery, and auto service. BB Oil, Highway 49 in Richfield. Congratulations to our latest hometown heroes. Andrew Jordan Clanton, teacher at West Stanley Middle School. Kathy O'Dell with Stanley County Special Olympics. Carrie Allen with the Eastside Volunteer Fire Department. And Lily Hall, nurse at Atrium Health Stanley. At 107.3 FM and 1010 AM WSPC and Magic 103.3 FM, along with our sponsors, we salute these hometown heroes. Hometown Heroes is sponsored by Platinum Sponsors URA Bank and Stanley Community College, Gold Sponsors Frog Pond Performance, Pizza Hut, Stanley Tractor and Desco, and Silver Sponsors Tar Heel Auto of Locust, A Excellent Telecommunications, BB Oil, and A.O. Lauder. If you'd like to nominate someone to be honored as a hometown hero, send nominations to heronominations@gmail.com. Or go to our website, 1010WSBC.com, and click on Hometown Heroes. That's 1010WSBC.com, and click on Hometown Heroes. And check the WSBC Facebook page for pictures, and join us in saluting our hometown heroes. Hillary Compassionate Care asks, what is palliative care?
Palliative care is specialized medical care for people living with a serious illness.
Palliative care's goal is to improve the life of both the patient and the family.
Palliative care is appropriate for anyone who is living with a serious illness and is based on the patient's needs.
Our team works with the primary care provider to provide an extra layer of support.
Most insurance plans cover all or part of palliative care.
HillaryCompassionateCare.org.
Close your eyes and imagine this, the sun setting over rolling vineyards, the sound of laughter and the clinking glasses, and the perfect moment shared with the ones you love.
At the Rustic at Dennis Vineyards, we bring people together with live music, local wines, craft beer, and delicious bites from food trucks, because every sip and every song should be savored.
And for your most unforgettable moments, a place in the vineyard is now booking for 2025 and 2026. Let the beauty of the vineyard be your backdrop.
Join us at the Rustic Thursday through Sunday. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for live music and events.
The Rustic at Dennis Vineyards, where every memory begins with a sip.
A new choice for healthcare is now open in Locust. Come to Main Street Family Care for urgent care, primary care, occupational medicine, COVID-19 testing, and more. No appointment is needed for urgent care. Just come on in. They also can be your primary care doctor for ongoing healthcare and so much more. Of course, most insurances are accepted. For fast, friendly service from doctors, nurses, and a staff who really care, come to Main Street Family Care 7 days a week in Locust.
And good morning, 43 now past the hour of 9 o'clock. You're at the Albemarle Home Solutions Trading Post, 704-982-1010. Got something to buy, sell, swap, or trade on this Friday morning. Let's go to the phones. And good morning, you're on the Trading Post.
Good morning. I've got some several cans of real good dog food I'd like to sell for $1 a can. My number is 980-866-9206.
All right. Very good. We'll put it out there and see if we can help you out.
Well, thank you.
You bet. That's 980-866-9206, 980-866-9206. I assume she has at least a few cans of dog food. They're a buck a pop. And dog food, I know that was getting crazy there last time, since my dog passed away, I don't have to buy any, but before, it was starting to go high. I'm sure it's bad now. 980-866-9206. If you're interested in some for dog food, canned dog poop, or a buck a pop. Edward has, looks like, a flat-screen TV wall mount, and full-motion TV wall mount, 50 to 86-inch TVs, up to 15-inch tilting, asking $30 for that in Midland, and this is new, brand new in box, unused, undamaged, in the original packaging. And Edward also has a writing desk. It's a crate and barrel slide-out. And need that one gone, he says. Priced at $85 in Midland for the crate and barrel writing desk. And Edward also has a Saris M2 Smart Trainer with mat. I guess for you put your regular bicycle on this and turn it into a stationary bike so you can pedal inside during the inclement weather. $150. In Midland, all accessories, manuals, plus the trainer mat, all included for $150. Edward has a light brown steel outdoor glider. Ooh, for $400. And that's pretty nice as well. 704-982-1010 is our number here. We got an inflatable outdoor movie screen. It's 115 inches by 25 inches. 25 inches wide, 83 inches high. Okay, wow. Brand new. Asking $85 for that in Stanfield. Man, you can have your own outdoor movie. With the movie screen, you come kind of projector. But if you got something like that, well, there you go. $85 in Stanfield. It's a party. Rachel has some mojito mugs. They're copper, could be used for mules too, mule mugs. $30 in Mount Gilead. These mugs have only been used a few times, and they're on their own little mug rack there. 1, 2, 3, 4 copper mugs. $30 in Mount Gilead. And Ted's got 3 pieces of 4-inch galvanized pipe. $45. In Albemarle, 20 feet long, like new, 45 per piece. All right. And Joe's still trying to sell his nice Miller Lite framed mirror, cool sign, for $40 in Marshville. All right, what do you say we head on back to the phones? And good morning, you're on the Trading Post.
If we'd like to call in a yard sale today and tomorrow at 1830 Baden Road, it'll be directly across the street from a family funeral home, starting at 8:00 in the morning also, but we'll be here till about 3 this afternoon.
All right. We can put that out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks. At the yard sale today and tomorrow, 1830 Baden Road, across from Stanley Funeral Home, 8 a.m. till 3 or whenever there. At the yard sale today and tomorrow, 1830 Baden Road, across from Stanley Funeral Home. I'll tell you what, let's see. We got a wall hanging with a big sign. It says, He is Risen, 29.5 inches by 23.5 inches, asking $20 for that in Norwood. And Steve has something interesting. It's an aluminum tray, Woodman of the World, 1979 convention tray. It says Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, jurisdictional convention, 1979. Woo! And he's got it that Locust for just $4 if you're interested in that. And we got a high chair. This is a 2-in-1 high chair, good shape. We have some scratches on the right hand side of the high chair. You can convert into a booster high chair with 2 trays. If you're interested, $20 in Albemarle. All right, take another quick break. Be right back.
If you have any kind of pain or body damage to your car, come see Tom or Kristen at the one and only Collision Center of Stanley County. They're committed to be the best and not cost more than anywhere else. Plus, they use quality Kimberly Auto Paint and Body Equipment and BASF paints, too. They can even repair jet skis and wave runners, and they offer mechanic work. Remember to ask for Tom or Kristen. There's only one, and it doesn't cost more to get the best. Choose quality. Choose the Collision Center of Stanley County. 1319 Bird Road off the 2427 bypass in Albemarle. What do M&Ms and appliances have in common? Well, nothing really. I'm just trying to get you to think of the name M&M when you think about appliances. M&M Factory Service and Albemarle are experts in appliance repairs of all kinds and brands of appliances. They have the experience to get the appliances you depend on back up and running again in no time. They also have a lot of appliance parts in stock to save you even more money. They have used appliances too. Call M&M Factory Service or stop by the store in the shopping center with Lowe's beside the Tag Office on 2427 in Albemarle. M&M Factory Service, it's better than buying new appliances. Spring cleaning? More like spring upgrading. If your couch looks like it survived a family of raccoons, or worse, your kids, Bargain Store Furniture in Rockwell is ready to rescue your home. Get fresh furniture for spring with 100 days same as cash financing. Sofas, dining sets, bedroom suits, you name it, they've got it at Bargain Store prices. Stop by Bargain Store Furniture, call or check out their Facebook page and click on that financing link. Chuck always said it best.
Remember, it's a short drive to save a lot of money to get the best value for the money, period. At the Bargain Store Furniture Company in Rockwell.
I'm Ginger Harris with Taylor House. We are a small assisted living facility in a quiet neighborhood surrounded by two large magnolia trees and several large oak trees. Our home-like atmosphere allows for individuals to flourish as we all become family. Our front porch, filled with rocking chairs, offers an inviting area when our North Carolina weather swings into its warmer moods. So call us at 704-982-4217 to schedule a tour and see why our residents love calling Taylor House home.
Get ready for the Truck and Tractor Pull April 12th at 6 p.m. at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. Get special reserved trackside parking for $100, tailgate parking for $40. But this special reserved parking is limited, so call early to lock in your spot. Admission is $20, kids 12 and under just $10, cash only at the gate. No large coolers or pets, but concessions will be ready. The Stanley County Fairgrounds Truck and Tractor Pull April 12th, 6 p.m. Gates open at 3. For details, call Ricky Dry at 704-221-0281 and find r.d.motorsports on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back to the Almoral Home Solutions Trading Post. Let's head back to the phones. And good morning. You're on the Trading Post.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to remind everybody we still have this moving sale down there on 15510, Highway 52, right at the intersection of Old Beatty Ford Road. We're going to be going today and tomorrow as well. We've got automotive finishing products like sandpaper and products of that nature. Nuts and bolts and fasteners. We've got tools. We've got jack stands. We've got a lot of nice cabinetry and shelving. I've got wooden doors, electrical plumbing supplies. I planted.
I think I dropped you. Oh, there you go.
And it's a pretty unique thing. Some stainless steel diamond plate. You'll just have to come out and check it out. We've got two really nice trailers, 28-foot, 30,000-pound triaxle trailer, about 10-foot stainless aluminum. We've got a good deal on a lot of these products, so people come on down. We'll be here, like I said, through Saturday.
Can I get your phone number?
It's 239-622-9009. And we've got a ladies section as well.
Give me something. You give me one more time because you dropped out.
I said we have a section.
No, give the phone number. The phone number. Give it to me one more time. You dropped out.
Oh, it's 239-822-9009.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I appreciate the call today.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. Thank you.
You bet. That's 239-822-9009, 239-822-9009. Got that moving still sale going on in the big warehouse up there at 15510 52 North near Gold Hill. And he's got all kinds of automotive finishing stuff, hardware, tools, jack stands, cabinets, shelving, stainless steel, call it plating there. And a couple trailers, 28 feet long, triple axle trailers, 28 feet long. He's got a couple of those for sale. 239-822-9009 if you're interested in any of those items. All right, time to go to check up our weather.
WSPC Weather.
This is your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. We'll look for partly sunny skies today. Warm temperatures, highs in the mid-80s, winds will be out of the southwest, and then mostly cloudy overnight with low temperatures in the mid-60s, winds out of the south. For Saturday, look for partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, winds remain out of the south, could gust as high as 21 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Winds out of the south. For Sunday, look for a chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Winds remain out of the southwest. Breezy conditions could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. The chance of rain, though, around 50%. That chance continues and goes up to about 90% overnight with low temperatures in the lower 60s. And for Monday, showers likely, mostly cloudy and highs just in the upper 60s. In the Weather Center, I'm Dave Andrews. And this has been the Albemarle Home Solutions Training Post. I want to thank everybody for the calls today. Always have a great time. Dalton will be here taking care of you tomorrow, and I'll be back on Monday. Until then, we'll see you. Have a great day, and enjoy your weekend.
NCN News, I'm Tony Rixby. The Labor Department says hiring rose unexpectedly last month to 228,000. Unemployment is at 4.2%. Bank of America senior economist Stephen Juneau says don't expect tariffs to have a major impact on jobs in the coming months.
We do have job growth slowing, but that's just more of a function of where we are in the business cycle. You know, we're entering kind of the latter stages, but we don't necessarily have tariffs really weighing on job growth at this time.
But Stellantis, the company that makes Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram vehicles, is responding to the new round of Trump tariffs by laying off workers. Details from Lana Zach in Detroit.
In a memo to North American employees, Stellantis announced the company is, quote, continuing to assess the medium and long-term effects of these tariffs. The automaker is temporarily laying off 900 employees at five U.S. factories in the Midwest as a result of pausing production at some of its Canadian and Mexican plants.
North Carolina education officials asking the federal government to restore millions in federal COVID relief funds. Shadate Hargett-Hill has more for NCN.
The Trump administration has canceled about $17 million in federal pandemic stimulus dollars that the state schools were using for facility upgrades. The board voted Thursday to send a joint statement from the Board of Education and Superintendent Mo Green asking the U.S. Department of Education to honor the extensions for those funds that the Biden administration granted last year. I'm Shadate Hargett-Hill.
The Senate Rules and Operations Committee yesterday favorably reporting the DAVE Act that Division of Accountability, Value, and Efficiency. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I think I'd like to come back. This has been the pleasure of today, so thank you for your vote.
The Senate President Pro Tem was the primary sponsor of the DAVE Act bill. You're listening to NCN News.
When you have such devastation from a powerful storm like Hurricane Helene, it's going to be a long road to recovery.
John McPherson, president of the North Carolina Realtors, talks about Hurricane Helene relief.
Realtors are standing side by side with our neighbors, helping them rebuild and restore their daily lives. Realtors from across Western North Carolina are working every day, serving as a trusted source of information and service.
This April, as the nation celebrates Fair Housing Month, North Carolina's realtors stand committed to the highest code of conduct and ethics.
We know that there are a lot of scammers out there. We urge you to avoid becoming a victim a second time. Turn to the people you know. Your realtor is a trusted source for you and your family.
Western North Carolina Realtors. We open doors to everyone. Paid for by NC Realtors.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Mo Green spent time with the Board of Education Thursday listening for what board members say they believe is the vision for public schools in North Carolina, part of his Mo Wants to Know tour.
We're going to build on the wonderful things that are already happening in our public schools, and we're going to a whole different level. if you will believe in it as much as I do.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says NATO will be stronger than ever if allies contribute more money.
We've got some differences of opinion, but friends have differences of opinion, so but we'll work through them because the important things matter to us.
And what is your message for young people in NATO countries?
That NATO's stronger than it's ever been. It's going to continue to get stronger because all the countries in NATO are going to spend more money and have more capabilities. So we're going to be a stronger partnership because our partners are going to be stronger.
UNC Chapel Hill's top academic official stepping down, according to the Raleigh News and Observer. Chancellor Lee Roberts announced Thursday that University Provost Chris Clemens is leaving the position after 3 years. He'll return to his role as a distinguished professor of physics and astronomy after concluding his duties on May 15th. The number one Duke Blue Devils and number two Houston Cougars meet in the NCAA Tournament Final Four in San Antonio tomorrow night. Duke coach John Shire in his first Final Four as a head coach. The 37-year-old says that he still is thrilled by the atmosphere.
Look, for me, year one when I got the coaching job at Duke, you're trying to figure out who to scrimmage and what you can do. And we sought out scrimmaging Houston. And that was the respect that I had for Coach Sampson, Houston's program, what they stand for.
The 37-year-old Shire in his third season as the Blue Devils coach. The women's Final Four getting underway tonight in Tampa. Tony Rixby, NCN News.
You're listening to WSPC Albemarle. Now time for Fox News.